The World's Greatest Loser. He used to sell papers in front. Get your winners. Get rich on a dime. And about the third or fourth race, you'd see him rolling on his rotten board with his roller skates underneath. He'd propel himself along on his hands. He just had small stumps for legs, and the rims of the skate wheels were worn off. You could see inside the wheels, and they would wobble something awful, shooting and flashing imperialistic sparks. He moved faster than anybody, rolled cigarette dangling. You could hear him coming. God almighty, what was that? The new ones asked. He was the world's greatest loser, but he never gave up, wheeling toward the $2 window, screaming, "It's the four horse, you fool! How the hell are you gonna beat the four?" Up on the board, the four would be reading 60-1. I never heard him pick a winner. They say he slept in the bushes. I guess that's where he died. He's not around anymore. It was the big fat blonde who kept touching him for luck and laughing. Nobody had any luck. The whore is gone too. I guess nothing ever worked for us. We're fools, of course. Bucking the inside plus a 15% take. How are you going to tell a dreamer when there's a 15% take on the dream? He'll just laugh and say, "Is that all? I miss those sparks." God, all you guys belching and puking. What kind of audience is this? That's good. Okay. Read on, Charles. What do you teach English Lit 2? Listen, before this thing's over, I'll come down to the audience and clean out all you babies. I'm a tough son of a bitch. All right. I brought my own shit. I'm reading it. All right. Lots of you guys hate me. Let me go on. Love, he said, gasped. Kiss me off. Kiss my lips. Kiss my hair, my fingers, my cock, my balls, my eyes, my brain. Make me forget. Love, he said, gasped. And he had a room on the third floor, rejected by a dozen women, 35 editors, and a half a dozen hiring agencies. Now, I'm not saying he was any good. Gas. He turned on all the jets without lighting them and went to bed. Some hours later, a guy on his way to room 309 lit a cigar in the hall. And sofas flew out the window. One wall shivered down like wet sand. A purple flame waved 40 feet high in the air. The guy in bed didn't know or care. But I'd have to say he was pretty good that day. Listen, some of these poems are serious, and I have to apologize for those because I know most crowds don't like serious poems. But I've got to give you a thumbnail in order to show that I'm really not a beer-drinking machine. Yeah, okay. I'm begging the question. Forget it. Now we'll get back to the standard hard bullshit. The rat. With one punch, at the age of 16 and a half, I knocked out my father. A cruel, shiny bastard with bad breath. And I didn't go home for some time, only now and then to try to get a dollar from dear mama. It was 1937 in Los Angeles, and it was a hell of a Vienna. I ran with these older guys, but for them it was the same. Mostly breathing hard air and robbing gas stations that didn't have any money. And a few lucky among us worked part-time as Western Union messenger boys. We slept in rented rooms that weren't rented. And we drank ale and wine with the shades down, being quiet, quiet. And then awakening the whole building with a fist fight, breaking mirrors and chairs and lamps, and then running down the stairway just before the police arrived. Some of us soldiers of the future, running through those empty, starving streets and alleys of Los Angeles. And all of us getting together later in Pete's room, a small cube of space under a stairway. There we were, packed in there, without women, without cigarettes, without anything to drink, while the rich pawed away at their many choices, and the young girls left them, the same girls who spit at our shadows as we walked past. It was a hell of a Vienna. Three of us under that stairway were killed in World War II. Another one is now a manager of a mattress factory. Me? I'm 30 years older. The town is four or five times as big, but just as rotten. And the girls still spit on my shadow. Another war is building for another reason. I can hardly get a job now for the same reason I couldn't then. I don't know anything. I can't do anything. Sex? Well, just the old ones knock on my door after midnight. I can't sleep, and they see the lights and are curious. The old ones, their husbands no longer want them. Their children are gone. If they show me enough good legs, the legs go last, I go to bed with them. So the old women bring me love, and I smoke their cigarettes as they talk, talk, talk. And then we go to bed again, and I bring them love. And they feel good and talk until the sun comes up, then we sleep. It's a hell of a pair. Once upon a time, a guy called Dylan Thomas was destroyed by poetry audiences. And sit your asses down, I'm going to destroy you instead of you destroying me. By the way, Is Linda King in the audience tonight? Would she stand up? This is the woman I love. Linda, where are you? There she is. Most beautiful woman in the world. Thank you, Linda. Okay, let's go on with the... That's Linda clapping now. Let's go on with it.